Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Greg. It's Fred. It's Danielle. And joining us this afternoon, an old dear friend of ours from the, formerly from the Carson and Kennedy Morning Show. Salt, how you doing, brother?
Salt.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Salty in the house. We appreciate you taking time this afternoon. We'll get into why I'm calling you. But first, let's just catch up with you. So how are things going for you there in Connecticut?
Big morning show.
Yeah, TIC, our sister station.
Oh, yeah, no. Christine and Salt, morning show. We're taking the world by storm. I think we're going to go syndicated next year and take over probably the whole country.
So how's it going? Going well, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Everything's great down here. I love it. The people are awesome. Our listeners are fantastic. And I still ever, you know, I get to see you guys every now and again.
Yeah, so now, but if people are driving through Connecticut, where are you on the dial so they can tune in and hear you in the morning in Hartford?
96.5 TIC. So pretty much as soon as you get to Western Mass and then you come down to Connecticut, you're going to catch up. And you're going to catch us all the way through New Haven if you're going down that way.
Awesome. All right, Salt, so the reason I'm calling you is that I laughed out loud about a post that you put up the other day on Instagram. You were calling it V-Day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was that day. And it wasn't Valentine's Day. It wasn't Victory Day. It was Vasectomy Day.
Vasectomy Day.
Ouch.
And you seem so calm about it. And the reason I'm calling you is because I want to pick your brain a little bit here because you had the procedure done last week. I have mine scheduled for next month.
You really doing it?
Yeah, I'm really doing it, Fred.
One more, baby.
No, Fred, no more.
20, baby.
No more before the V-Day for me. So how was that? How was that procedure? Painful? I mean, talk to me. Help me.
So the reason why my post was so optimistic was the fact that I hadn't gone through the procedure yet.
Oh, no.
Yikes.
So actually it was funny because you and I were texting over the weekend a little bit, Greg, and, you know, those were the first couple of days. And you know what? It was fine. My wife was awesome. She took our two kids and she was like, you know what? You rest on the couch. So I did the, you know, whole, you know, convalescing on the couch with the frozen bag of peas.
The frozen bag of peas is a real thing.
Yes, I suggest you have one. And also, here's another suggestion. Put a piece of masking tape on it and put your name on it because you don't want Denara making one of those for dinner, okay?
I didn't even think about that, really, but you're right.
Yeah, no. That's your bag forever.
Literally.
Yeah, so, on your bag forever.
So then, a couple days later, when the swelling goes down...
Swelling?
That's when the pain hurts. That's when the pain really starts.
Oh. So how painful, yeah, though?
It's jingling your jangle every time you walk, and you know how uncomfortable that can be. And it's also like an uncomfortable tug at the most inappropriate moment.
Mine right now is trying to get away like a turtle.
I feel like I should leave the room.
Oh, my God.
It's awkward. It's an awkward pain.
So, what scale of 1 to 10, the pain?
I'm not going to say it's like a 10 or anything like that, but it's a very uncomfortable 7.
Oh, my God. Ooh. So now you were laid up. You're saying you were convalescing on the couch. Yeah, I'm definitely going to milk that with my wife. No, honey, I can't do anything. But laid up how long?
Well, I was down from the count, but then the problem was, like I said, you got to get back to work. And your doctor says, hey, the first 2 days, you know, he'll give you a note for that. But then after that, you're kind of screwed.
Back to business.
So now can you pick up your kids and stuff? Or?
Yeah, I can pick up my kids. It hurts, but I pick up my kids.
Is it working the way it used to work?
Yes. Everything works the same. None of that changes. Well, also, there's a stitch in there, too. So you got to watch out for that, especially for exotic underwear or anything like that.
So now, are you firing blanks now, or does it take a while to get out of your system?
No, it takes, just like anything, you have to clean out the system afterwards. So about 8 weeks from now, I'll get tested, and we'll see if there's any swimmers left.
Wow. Unreal. Yeah. So, yeah, you know what? I thought I was going to feel better after talking to you, but...
We're going to have another baby.
Not really. So, and here's the reason why. My wife was on the pill for a long time in her life, and then she gave birth to our two kids, so I figured it was my turn to step up and take care of
business
here by doing this, right? I'm rethinking it now.
Don't be selfish.
Greg, I had the same idea. My wife gave birth to our two children, and they were difficult pregnancies, so I was like, you know, this is the least I could do. And now I'm really... No, this is the only thing I could do.
Yeah, right. And I'm gonna do it as well. But I did read that it's 99% effective. If you go through this and it doesn't work,
surprise.
Yeah, not fun.
Yeah, but the problem is, it doesn't matter if it's it's 99% effective. But when it's not effective, what do? You have another kid. That's all you do.
Yeah, you have another kid, and you sue the doctor who did the procedure.
I wonder if you can.
All right, Saul, thank you so much for taking the time. I appreciate it. You know, the thing that I'm going to take away from this call, the thing that's stuck in my head is you're jingling your jangles. So, yeah, I'm going to keep that moving forward. I will keep that in mind.
That should be crocheted on pillows for men everywhere.
All right, Saul, thanks again. Appreciate it. Continued success down there in Connecticut, my friend.
Great talking to you guys.
Happy New Year.
All right, Happy New Year, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.